Today we're talking about the fact that there really aren't any shortcuts in life. Hello everyone, welcome to Mind Blowing, Health and Wellness with Violet. I'm Violet, I'm a psychologist, I work out of Montreal, Canada. I take the time to make these videos to help people to understand that mental health and physical health go together. And in order for us to make good decisions and change the things in our lives that we would like to change, we need to understand what we're doing. I was reading the book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And in that book, he was talking about the fact that sometimes there are things that we take for granted and we procrastinate on them. And then, of course, when it doesn't turn out the way that we want, we're frustrated. But back in the day when we were living on farms or when we were living in situations where we didn't have all this industrial help, back in that day, when we wanted food, we had to plant the food at a certain time of the year to be able to eat the food when it was ready to be eaten. There wasn't a shortcut to be taken. And I feel like when we talk about our diet, this is very obvious. You know, a lot of us are doing low carb diets. A lot of us are doing keto diets and we're looking for fast results. But you know what, regardless of what kind of diet you're doing, we have to understand that it's bigger than that. This is about health. And so when we're talking about getting from point A to point B, then we're only looking at the destination. What about the road we take to get to the destination? Again, when you plant a seed and then you turn around and water it and weed the ground it's growing in, and then you wait the time it takes it to grow to full maturity before you harvest whatever the fruit or vegetable is that you were trying to grow, that takes time and there is no shortcut. When we're talking about our health, the food we eat builds the body we're going to have in the next few months to years. If we don't keep that in mind, then we might be, unfortunately, in the position where we are allowing ourselves to ingest foods of lower quality towards growing a body of high quality. That doesn't make sense. If I don't invest in watering the plant, I can't expect to grow a nice, big, healthy fruit or vegetable. If I don't invest in feeding myself quality nutrients, down the road, at some point, the body I'm producing is not going to be the quality that I'm looking for. We procrastinate. Rather than cook a meal at home, which would take sometimes hours, we'll go to a restaurant and eat something that's pre-prepared, but we don't really know what went into it. And even worse, if we would take the time to prep at home, even though that would mean that I'm preparing my meals or starting to prepare my meals a day or two in advance, when it was time to make the meal, it probably wouldn't take me as long. So I'd have better quality nutrients going into the food that I'm going to eat that night. And yes, all of that process takes a very large amount of time. However, the quality food I'm eating is better for my body. Again, the body that I'm going to produce down the road would be higher quality because the nutrients I put in were higher quality. Procrastination hurts us. When we think of handcrafted, for example, a handcrafted watch or a handcrafted guitar, a tailor-made suit, we all expect to pay more for those things. We all see the value in someone taking the time to make one of something for us to use. And yet when it comes to the food we're going to eat, we have a hard time seeing the value in taking the time, whether it be hours or minutes, to prepare something to eat from quality food that we know where it came from or we know what's in it so that we can build the body that we want to build. The other issue that happens when we are so focused in our society on results is that we don't tend to move until there's a deadline. So we don't move until the doctor tells us that we're ill. We don't move until we realize bikini season is 3 weeks away. We don't move until we can't fit into the airline seat. We don't move until there's a problem in front of us, rather than recognizing that if my goal is better health, then investing in health every day, yes, it takes more time because every day I'm doing something towards a goal that's far away, but yet at the same time, the goal is not only far away, it's here as well. See, the interesting thing about our bodies, the body that I'm in right now is based on the food that I ate how many months and years ago. The same way that the body I'm going to be in a year or two from now is based on the food I'm eating today. I need to recognize that I'm constantly rebuilding my body. I need to recognize that I'm constantly maintaining my weight. Even if I'm overweight, if I keep eating the way I'm eating right now, I'm maintaining my weight. If you don't like the weight that you're at, you need to consider that piece of information. This is not a one-time do something, I'm solved forever. It's an ongoing action. So yes, does procrastinating hurt us? In this story, it absolutely does. Because every time I say to myself, I'll start tomorrow, that's another tomorrow. That means that today I'm in the body that I'm in. We need to be conscious of the fact that if I want to be happy with myself, I need to be doing the things that help me to be happy with myself. And you know, this applies to mental health as well. All the things that I'm trying to teach myself, so being happy with the people that are in my life. If I want to be happier with the people in my life, I need to make efforts to choose people that are towards my goals, choose people that have the same or similar values that I have, choose people that engage in activities that I find respectable. And so if I'm engaging with people who don't meet that criteria, then my mental health is going to be affected. If I'm trying to raise a child and I want my child to behave a certain way, I need to be able to say that every day is a moment that I'm teaching. And if I recognize that every day is a moment that I'm teaching, then that means every interaction I have with this child is building the relationship that I want to have with the child and creating the kind of child that I hope will be in my future. If I ignore bad behavior today, I'm accepting that that bad behavior will be there in the future. And guess what? The older our children get, the harder it is to change behaviors that they're doing. What I'm trying to help you to see is that regardless of whether we're talking about physical health or we're talking about mental health, the things that we do today impact the things that are happening tomorrow and the day after that and the day after that. And so therefore, procrastinating hurts us when it comes to our physical health. Procrastinating hurts us when it comes to our mental health. If you don't like the relationship that you're in, you need to work on it today. If you don't like the friends that you're hanging with, you need to work on that today. If you don't like the job that you're in, you need to work at that today. And if you don't like the body that you're in, you need to work on that today. And it's not just about weight. If you have any metabolic issues, if you want to be stronger, whatever it is that you're trying to change, you need to start working on it today. Your health is not only about food and exercise, it's also about sleep. It's also about hobbies. It's also about interaction with friends. It's also about how all of these things come back together and relate to each other. Your overall health is about how are you making sure that all the different aspects of your life feel the way that you want them to feel. And that is something that we manage constantly. Look long term. The things that you're going to be accomplishing are going to be accomplished when you look long term. I also want to point out that when things change too quickly, we don't have the time to evaluate how the changes are affecting us. It's so much better to have things change slowly over time so that you can evaluate, how do those interactions with those friends feel different than the interactions with those friends, rather than dropping these people and diving into those people. Give yourself the chance to evaluate what is it that's more enticing about this group than that group. Give yourself a chance to evaluate what is it about eating this way that feels better than when I was eating, for example, eating fewer carbs versus eating more carbs. What's the difference? When things change slowly, then you get to see how it feels to decrease the carbs, or how it feels to work out more in the gym, or how it feels to have friends who actually call you back when you call them. These are important things. I know I say this often, but it's the truth. Happiness takes work. We have to invest in ourselves to get the best out of ourselves. When your mental health is good and your physical health is good, your overall well-being will be good. So invest in you. I hope you liked this video and found it helpful. I want to thank you for watching Mind Blowing Health and Wellness with Violet, and I will talk to you again in the next video.